What was it shut down over Alaska? I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
We're going to remain vigilant about the skies over the United States.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby explaining why President Biden gave the order to shoot down an airborne object about 40,000 feet over the Alaska coastline on Friday.
This object has been described as roughly the size of a small car, much smaller than the suspected Chinese spy balloon, which, of course, the Air Force downed last Saturday. We are told that the president, based on the advice of the Pentagon, believed it posed enough of a concern that it needed to be shot down.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The search for debris from whatever it was is underway on frozen Arctic waters. Off the Carolina coast, the search for the remnants of that Chinese spy airship shot down a week ago, suspended because of high seas.
We also can confirm that the payload that was attached to this spy balloon has been located. It is mostly intact. That is where we are expected to find most of the onboard electronics of this spy balloon.
Fox's Brian Yenis, the FBI, says it has located one additional document with classified markings on it after a five-hour voluntary search of former Vice President Mike Pence's home in Indiana. The AP, quoting a source which it says is close to the investigation, reports attorneys for former President Trump have turned over more documents with classified markings to federal investigators and a laptop that was being used by a Trump staffer. Police in Chicago have arrested a teenager for a fatal shooting in December outside a high school.
Alleged shooter's name has not been released because of his age, but he is facing 11 counts, including two counts of felony murder, and he will be tried for those as an adult. The shooting happened on December 17th outside of Benito Juarez High School in Pilsen. Four teens were shot. Two of them did not survive.
Casey Cronus of Fox 32 in Chicago, America, is listening to...
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A magnitude 6 earthquake has shaken Indonesia's Talud Islands. No tsunami, no reports of damage so far. A 4-point magnitude aftershock has struck Turkey in some areas, causing debris to fall on rescuers trying to free people from collapsed buildings. There were about a dozen more dramatic rescues on Friday. However, 24,000 people have been killed in the quake. Federal health researchers warning of another viral threat.
Now that the coronavirus is a lesser threat, Americans may be letting their guard down for other bugs. In this case, the norovirus, otherwise known as the stomach bug. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning of a widespread outbreak of the potentially deadly bug. Since last summer, cases have jumped 31%. Compared to the same period the year before. And it's important to note, hand sanitizers won't kill this germ because it has a unique protective shield. So wash your hands frequently. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Nevada's Governor Joe Lombardo declaring a state of emergency. Fuel supplies for Las Vegas in jeopardy after a California pipeline that supplies the fuel sprung a leak, forcing its closure. About 37 hours away from kickoff of the big game on Fox.
The Super Bowl is arguably the country's biggest pop culture event. In addition to the parties, the commercials, and the halftime show featuring Rihanna this year, the game should be pretty good as well. The Chiefs and Eagles were the top two teams in football most of the season, and stars abound for both squads, led by their quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes of Kansas City and Philadelphia's Jalen Hurts. The game also will feature the first time two brothers have ever faced each other in a Super Bowl, with Eagles center Jason Kelce taking on his little brother Travis, the Chiefs' tight end.
Fox's Eric Messersmith, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.